We're three large, sweaty gents.
It's incredibly hot.
Yeah, you see, I'm not sweaty, I'm very, very sweaty.
I think you say very, very large.
It's been a good day, I think.
It's been brilliant. Yeah. I just love one.
Yeah, great conversation.
Well, it's my first time, Jono.
Oh, yeah. Yes. It's my first time as well. We
But not wishing to sound spoken, obviously.
I went
last year and our friend to the organisation. It's absolutely fantastic.
The organisation is brilliant.
They're doing it. Yeah. Quite happy with chin size blipping.
He does have a Roger Ramjet chin.
Looks like he's come from Gillette.
So what exciting things have we got in this tiny micro episode?
We should explain what we're doing with the episodes really.
Right. I
mean, the plan here is we're at Guadic, and you aren't, huh? We're at Guadic. We're at Guadic, and we're going to try and put out an episode a day while we're here, because Lug Radio are official media partners.
Yes, we are.
We've got the logo up and everything.
The Guadic posters, we got off after a hellish 12-hour journey all the way to Spain.
Fucking
we got off this rattletrap crappy train that we just stood
Let's
on for
Let's not
an bore hour
them too
half.
Much with that.
Got off at Villanova Station, and there was a great big poster up saying Guadic, the Gnome Conference, and the Lug Radio logo was on it.
Yeah,
it's about so an inch high, but it was on it.
Shut up, it was on the poster.
In fact, look, it's over there. Yeah. It's on that poster over there. Nice.
Yes, we're in the Jono points at a poster.
We ought to point out, yes, we are in the really big tent, the Carpe. So if you're at Guadic and listening to this and you want to get interviewed by us, come by here at some point and we might be here.
Yeah. So yeah. So what have your highlights been so far? I mean, we're gonna have a couple of interviews in this show with Mirko Muller and Aaron Bockover.
Indeed.
So we'll stick them in a bit later on. We recorded them earlier on. There was a few mic problems, so you'll have to forgive us.
Yeah.
Oh, and incidentally,
this
show is recorded in Jokosha.
So suck on that, Peter Oliver.
Yeah. Jokosha, this is the first real test of Jokosha. It's not been perfect. We've still got bugs, still got things to solve.
It's highlighted some bits that are missing, I think.
Yeah, yes. But we're heading in the right direction.
I'm fairly confident to say that we'll be able to record Lug Radio live in it.
Yes, definitely.
Hopefully. There's a moment of pride, you know.
It is.
I think doing live events in it is good. I mean, obviously, the studio stuff, we need audio compression, stuff like that, but... Like you were saying
that's
earlier on,
that's 0.2.
Yeah, but as you were saying earlier on, Ack, you know, there's a certain amount of you can hold stuff. You know, you can get past with more.
So should we get on to the show then?
Yeah.
What's next?
Cool stuff. Well, I mean, we've already said that the actual place is pretty decent. I mean, it's a nice place to go to a conference, and the organisation's been good. It's been brilliant to meet. The thing I really like about Guadic is meeting, as I said in my blog, old and new friends. You know, people I've met before, and meeting loads of new people, like Carl Latimer. You know, you met him for the first time this time around. Met Mirko Muller for the first time around.
Was he still in hubcaps when we met him first?
What, Carl Latimer?
Carl Latimer, the pikey
Geordie thief. But yeah, I mean, it's nice to see these people.
I mean, I've never been to a Guadic before. So I haven't met most of these people. And it's really cool just going, you know, you get chatting to someone and you think, oh my God, you're J5. That's excellent. And you sort of chat away.
He's a dude.
He is a dude, actually. I was well impressed. Well, he likes the idea of Jackfield, so he's my best friend.
And he likes Jokosha.
And he likes Jokosha.
One of the things that's amazed me is just how organised it is. I mean, we're sat in this massive marquee and it's air-conditioned, for God's sake.
It's great.
It's an air-conditioned marquee. On the other hand, you know, given how hot it is, I don't even buy a marquee in Spain without it being air-conditioned. Yeah, it just comes with it,
I suppose.
We're a marquee with power, for God's sake.
Yeah.
And like a little Linksys wireless thing that we could steal up there.
So we won't talk about how intermittent the network's been.
So let's talk about the talks. I mean, which ones have you seen? Which ones have you liked?
I think the only ones I've seen that you haven't seen would be Robert Love's Network Manager talk.
Right. And how was
pretty
it?
Good. I've always sort of kept away from Network Manager. I've been sort of philosophically opposed to it in some ways.
What? But, is it because it's got hair?
Is it because it's what?
Because it's got hair.
Hair,
and you again?
Oh, got you right. Sorry, a bit slow there. No, I mean, it looks like it's really moved on quite a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of the things I didn't like about it seem to have been addressed, and there are plans moving forward as well.
My problem with Network Manager has always been, if it works, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't work, it's really opaque and complicated, and no one can tell you why it
I think it's
work.
Definitely the way we should go. And there's going to be a point when we need to just sort of say stop the legacy support.
Yep.
We just need to go with that now. And I think we're pretty much there, to be honest.
And
But he also cut his talk half... He cut it short, because he wanted to play a just add in a little fuse presentation.
Right.
So he kind of made his talk a little bit shorter, so he did actually two talks.
All right.
And he talked about his love of the fuse. And
cool.
Fuse being the thing that lets you write file systems in user space.
In user space being the important thing, you can mount file systems as an ordinary user. That was pretty cool.
Fuse is wicked.
Yeah, there is a talk about it later in the week as well, so not by him, but by the original author.
Yeah. I play with the Python bindings. But you can do anything. You just pick any set of data you like and mount it as a file system.
Which
is very much in tune with the kind of the Linux way of doing things. And, you know, everything's a file, all the files in dev are files, all that kind of thing. And it makes it easy to chuck things together with pipelines and process all your contacts with sed if you want to.
that sort
absolutely.
Of thing. And I stayed over for that as well and listened to Anna Dirks's conversation about
building the usability lab.
Building your own usability lab. Yeah, that was quite entertaining.
When was that on?
What did she say? Because that sounded interesting.
Yeah. It was really good. She actually bought a bottle opener. And it's one of these bottle openers that opens about four different things. So there's like loads of like a bottle opener with loads of gadgets all over it. And she did like a usability test with like a volunteer from the audience.
Was it actually you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, and
did you go me pick me and put your hand up?
No, Paul launched my arm into the air like that, which I wasn't objecting to. So we did a usability test by using this bottle opener to make sangria because we had like various bottles of the constituents of sangria, and I had to use the bottle opener to try and then she had to study like you know the usability of it all. And it's really very interesting and amazing how cheap you can actually build a usability lab. So
what did you see?
I'm surprised you went in there, by the way, because you've been a bit of a usability dude.
I know.
Well, but it was right after your talk, so you'd have probably struggled to get from your talk. How did your talk go, by the way?
It went pretty well. I was quite pleased with it.
Cool.
We
can actually hear your talk from in our room. I think the audio system is really good.
Speaking as a member of the audience for Jono's talk, I'm not wishing to swell the bearded twat's head any further than it already is. It was a very good talk.
So did you demo the lovely, lovely Jukosha?
I did. I mean, I basically went through the story behind it, because I think the story behind it is quite interesting.
Yeah,
and Jukosha as a concept is interesting, and I went through that.
It's literally scratching your own itch. By definition, isn't it?
Yes.
And
we pissed and moaned about Cubase. Other people pissed and moaned about Cubase. So we're fixing it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think it's a really nice. It's a nice example of open source in action. And the demo. I was terrified it was going to break, and it worked. And
you sound so surprised every time Jukosha works.
It's been a long journey, but it's really starting to pay off.
It's not been a long journey. It's been a 3-month journey. I spent longer on the boat.
I don't mean it's been long in terms of been very, very quick in terms of the journey. But it's been long in terms of the 10 hour G stream debugging marathons.
People seem to really like it. I mean, loads of people have come up and said, first of all, Jono's a really good presenter, isn't he? And secondly, Jacosha's really cool.
Yeah.
John Palmieri's got all these cool ideas for
he's got some brilliant ideas,
all the latest goodness, aren't you? Using GStreamer, using Cairo.
So fucking trendy, honestly. PyGTK, Cairo, and GStreamer.
Did you have any gradients on there?
We've got the waveforms.
But
to be honest with you, I'm thinking of junking it and re-implementing the whole lot in Ruby on fucking Rails.
But yeah, it was, there's some great feedback from the audience. One of the things that I thought was the funniest thing was while I was doing the talk at the end of it, this guy came up and he's kind of loitering around like most people when you do a talk, people come and talk to you afterwards.
Yeah.
And I didn't recognise him. I looked at his badge and it said Daniel Holback, who's a GStreamer dude. Ubuntu dude. And I was like, cool. You know.
Yeah.
And he said, I thought Jukosha was quite cool, and while you were talking, I've packaged it for Ubuntu. And I was like, get in. And then I thought, I've kind of
so he checked it all out of CVN.
And he'd got it out, and he was running it. And he showed me his screen, and it was Jukosha running, saying that it didn't have any of the GStream or CVN shit installed.
Right.
But he was working on it. He said there was a few problems here and there, but they can be straightened out.
Fantastic.
And then I went to the bog later on.
And he was in there, was it?
And he was in there. He was in there drying his
hands. I'm getting concerned now. Oh, right, okay.
Drying his hands. And he said, I've written a script that basically solves a lot of the problems I was talking about earlier on. And I was thinking, wicked. Again,
there are some genius people there.
Another brilliant example of open source.
It is. I mean, there's loads of that. Just being at Guardec. I was talking to Alex Gravely earlier, the guy who does Gimme. And,
he
did a talk this morning, which I saw.
I think we all went to that one, didn't we?
Yeah, saw about half of it. It was too hot.
It seemed like some crusty old room, library room. It's like 500 years old or something.
It looked like Mr.
Burns'
office.
Yeah, it looked a lot like that.
Absolutely red hot. But no, I mean, talking to him, he was saying, yeah, and people come up with a few really good ideas, and we need to sit down and think about them and get them implemented. And we're doing that this evening.
That's what I've noticed about Guardic. It seems to be almost a field to sort of say, you know, what would you do different? What should we do different with this product?
There's a real energy here, and Jeff Waugh said it, you know, like in his talks today. Yeah.
His introductory keynote,
Guardic comes along. I think Guardic comes along about half. I don't know if he said this, but Guardic seems to come along about halfway through. A development cycle, and really invigorates people, and pushes people on. And you can just see, you can just feel this energy in the air.
Totally, and it's very two-way. So rather than just presenting about their project, they're actively soliciting your feedback and looking how to change things.
And you can sort of walk up to people. You can go up to Alex Gravely or whoever's doing people come up to John about Jacoshi and say, well, why doesn't he do this?
Yeah.
And in fact, and here's Patch to do it.
The thing that's nice is...
He presented you like a quarter of an hour ago.
The thing that's nice as well is that because obviously we're here and we're recording this...
That's pretty nice. It's nice and warm,
which is pretty
and
cool.
And we're going to a free party on the beach at Fluendo.
And they came for all the beer.
A beach full of geeks, can you imagine that?
It's going to be hilarious. But obviously we can interview people, and we've got loads of people queued
up. Not on a beach, we can't.
We've got people queued up for the show. I'd like to get Edward Hervey on for a start. Because he's been obviously working on Pitavi, and we need more people hacking on Pitavi, because it's cool.
Yes, very much so.
So it'd be, you know, I think we're going to probably get Alex Gravely on the show as well.
Pitavi is the visual version of Jacosha, isn't it?
I think he might say that Jacosha is the audio version of Pitavi, because he wrote all the stuff we critically rely on.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Pitavi is a really cool project.
It is.
And they need more of it. Go and help the Pitavi people. It's really important.
I feel sorry for him because he's always spent so much time fixing stuff the right way. He's telling me earlier on that he could have put loads of dirty hacks and he's got Pitavi up and running now. But if he'd have done that, Jacosha wouldn't exist.
Yes, no, exactly.
And
so he's really sacrificed his
very
project.
Big pat on the back for that.
Yeah. So, but we best rabbit. Let's get these interviews.
This is supposed to be short, aren't they?
Yeah.
is short for us.
let's get our two interviews queued up, and we'll speak to you on day
tomorrow.
Two.
Nice
day one.
Two.
Bye. Okay, on the show now we've got Mirko Müller.
Mirko,
who's got nothing to do with German yogurt whatsoever.
No, not all rice of any description.
So, Mirko, tell us what you're hacking on.
Actually, right now, I'm doing
sitting
once
in a tent.
Again some Cairo demos or exercises to learn the API a little bit better.
Cool.
But
we love.
Actually, all this stuff I'm doing only is for one goal, to be incorporated into low-fat later on, and this is my actually main thing I'm trying to do. Yeah.
Cool. I mean, how have you found Guardic so far?
It's a total blaze, and it's absolutely mind-bogglingly, because I only started preparing for it some, like, 2 weeks ago, where I heard on IRC people... going, I'm hoping you're going to see you on Guardic next 2 weeks. And I said, oh, sorry, folks, I would like to go, but I cannot afford it.
And then everyone said, don't give us that shit, Mirko.
Get on a fucking plane.
Sort of. So I think it was also you, Jono, who suggested, oh, just email Kim and ask him, and he'll manage. And
he came through for you, yeah?
Yeah, it
good
worked.
Stuff. Yeah.
Kim's done a really good job organizing
it's
the thing,
amazing,
to be honest
with
you.
He's pretty wicked, and also when I emailed him and asking him, and he was saying like, there's no sponsorship possible, but if you get your flights covered, then accommodation. You'll be covered somehow, and he said that he's looking forward for me coming because of my screencasts.
Hairdo. Yeah.
And he was asking
hairdo.
For... me in instructing him or teaching him how to do them.
Yeah.
But, there's not much to it, actually. Just it's GVidCap and a little script with pulling stuff like Condor from Image Magic together with FFmpeg. And,
cool. It's cool. It's cool stuff. I mean, there's no doubt that you've kind of had a bit of an impact on the GNOME community of late. You are a bit of a superhero right now. Do you feel the need to wear a cape and... Mullerman!
No, actually, I'm not going to wear any cape because I saw The Incredibles, and I know that capes are just stupid.
So what is your superhero outfit, then?
Actually, it's my...
It's a glittery thong.
Well-trimmed body with just capoeira pants and
nice.
Then that's it.
Any particular talks you're looking forward to at Guadix this year?
Actually, there are many. The next one, which is just up.
Which we're delaying you to.
which started 1 minute ago.
Hang on a second, we've got some mic problem. Oh, we're back. That's it. Your mic, Mirko, is unfortunately buzzing like a bugger.
No?
Oh, well. Oh, there we are.
Okay. So the next talk I'm looking forward to is actually happening here in the car park from Kim Jill, who
the
is
car park.
Talking about the really user-centered desktop.
Yeah.
And all the other stuff I've got noted down somewhere, but I cannot remember all the details of the talks.
Cool.
Well, thanks so much for coming along. We'll let you
get along. Thank you very much for coming along. Mirko, the superhero and capoeira expert.
Round of applause, please.
Thank you very much. Mirko,
thanks.
Okay, we've got Aaron Buck over from the show now. Here to talk about Banshee.
Hello.
So,
Hello. Yes, it's the internet's Aaron Bokover.
Hello.
Tell us about what you're working on.
You're moving the lead.
That's all right. It's all right. I'm not hearing any buzzing so far. So tell us about how cool Banshee is.
So Banshee's been getting some cool new stuff lately in the last couple of weeks, mainly. I've been working bug fixing for the last couple of months, but I've started committing new cool stuff to head.
Right.
Which people are asking me to make a release from really soon.
Yeah. Cool.
But I'm not going to do it for a little.
When's the date?
Weeks.
Because
they
can all suffer and wait. Come on.
It's going to be released.
I don't know. It's the fifth Tuesday of the 13th month from tomorrow. So.
In the calendar of Abu Shah, on the fifth day, Banshee will be released.
So, but some of the new stuff is completely redone CD burning support. Where,
right.
Mixes and reorder tracks from multiple sources.
Like as long as it's correctly licensed, of course.
You can say drag some songs
from
iTunes Music Share, and maybe a few from your library, and a few from an iPod, and create a CD without having to go into intermediate transfer.
That's really cool.
Transcodes on the fly and everything.
Nice one. Thanks for that, incidentally, Geordie bastard, dropping something on the floor.
Yeah.
Sorry, carry on.
We have, let's see, Michael Urbanski committed his podcasting support, so that's available.
Fantastic.
We have internet radio is available.
Yeah, cool.
Podcasting is available.
Yeah.
The new mini mode interface is available.
Nice.
Right.
All sorts of other.
Was that
the
thing you
really
did the competition
cool
for?
Yes, the mini mode was a competition where I said, "Here's the plugin framework. I drew a mock-up of shell UI I'd like to have, and I said whoever can implement the best one will get a DVD and."
Brilliant.
And we got, I think, about six submissions, and they were all really, really good.
Cool.
Okay. Excellent.
So I just chose one which went but a little bit
can you change between those six, or you just chose the one that it was going to be?
Well, I chose a few of them. Well, I wrote a chart out, and I said, which one, you know, this has this, and this has this,
sure,
and this doesn't
yeah
do this, and I like this better
cool
than this.
Yeah.
And one of them actually implemented shuffle and repeat buttons on the bottom, which I wanted to do, and he already did it, so I chose it because it was equally as good.
So tell us why I'm a rhythm box person at the moment. So why should I use Banshee instead?
Well,
you don't have to slag off the rhythm box, guys. I'm just I'm going to try it. I
keep up with rhythm box, and I like the direction they're going. I really like the way they've actually picked up development recently. So that's really cool, but Banshee, of course, is better. And
if you do say so yourself.
Yeah, so I think one of the main reasons Banshee is going to take off beyond Rhythmbox is that it's much easier to get into developer-wise. You can, and I think I showed some of that with
the
competition.
Important.
We want to do more of these competitions with plugins, too. We've got a few people who are willing to put up funds and prizes and stuff
that
for
helps,
various
cool
development. But it's easy to get into developing plugins. Almost anything you can do inside Core Banshee can be done inside a plugin.
Right.
Almost
excellent
everything is available.
Cool.
So you could write entirely new interfaces on top of the Banshee APIs.
It's quite cool because Banshee seems to, it's all very integrated, isn't it? Like the iPod
it's
side.
Very
the iPod thing's wicked.
The
whole goal from the start has been basically I shouldn't have to configure anything. It's you plug something in and it works entirely.
You see your next tune now.
Completely. Yeah. Does it do media player support for things that aren't iPods?
Does it do what?
Does it have
iRivers and stuff like that? Does it support
well,
those?
We have different. We have DAP support, digital audio player support.
Yeah.
They're a form of plugin as well.
Okay. Right.
So when a new device comes out, you just extend and implement a new DAP class.
Right.
So
excellent.
iPods are yeah. DAPs. NJB.
Gotcha.
Which
yeah.
is the sort of legacy Creative Nomad Dell DA
yeah.
line.
Yeah.
That's done as a plugin. Patrick has been working on MTP support for the newer Creative Nomads.
The Plays for Sure.
Yeah,
ones.
The Windows Plays for Sure. Yeah. So right. that just got committed to CVS.
Cool.
It's still
unstable
under development. But
and support for those things, is it just putting songs on the device, or does it handle playlists and remembering where you
the
were?
The goal is for, you know, to eventually handle everything. So,
cool.
The new patch was committed for, I think it was Lucas Lipka's patch for child support in the source view, so the library playlists show up in the library.
Support for chavs.
Support chavs.
Child support.
Right. Maybe child support.
I like the way it sounds too. Every month you have to add a new source to some other source. And
otherwise, it comes around and bitches and whines at you and bangs on your door.
Yeah.
Right?
So, no, like playlists show up underneath the library.
Right.
And so that will allow us to show playlists under an iPod or playlists under whatever.
Right.
But then there's also generic mass storage support. So that supports things like iRivers and whatever.
My Arch, Josh, in fact.
Yeah.
Yes, excellent.
Gabriel Burt has been working on,
your Arch, Josh, you don't care,
on the HAL
do
specification
yeah.
To actually extend HAL, the HAL portable audio player specification to support like where the files are supposed to go and how
supposed
to be named and,
cool.
and if they support playlists and stuff like that.
That's really cool. No, I think it's safe to say it's a pretty awesome project, and I know a lot of our listeners are using it, so...
Well, hopefully
thanks for joining us.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you very much. I'm Rockover.
Nice.
Cheers.